Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places. This is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the laid-back, soul-acoustic beach rock of the Matt Burke Band and their CD, Pretty Close to Very Good. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media, LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. But mostly though, a lifelong lodger on a dead end road. But I like mine to shine like gold. The darkest hour a turn brighter than a rose. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. I couldn't think of a sound more at odds with the change in the weather and the dire economic situation of the country than the sunny sound of the Matt Burke Band and their album Pretty Close to Very Good. In speaking with the band's frontman, it's hard to believe that the seemingly laid-back Burke was once a dour metalhead. I spoke with him about the change in his musical approach, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the CD, Pretty Close to Very Good, here is the Matt Burke Band with The Weekend War.
It keeps cruising on its way down to five. Anticipation waiting, shutting down the day as I keep watching for that time to arrive. Another week is done, we're gonna have some fun. We'll get on out there and we'll blow off some steam. I'm glancing up again as it's our time, my friend, to go meet up with Mr. Daniels and Bean.
Hey now, hey mama, hey now, hey, the weekend is coming. We've got to obey, and if the feel is right, then we'll continue our way. I said, now, hey mama, hey. Hey now, hey mama, hey now, hey. We'll be well into the night before we call it a day. And as the evening ends, we'll sleep on throughout the day. I said, now, hey mama, hey.
Some old diver that I've been in before. And as the rounds go down, there's not a single frown on anyone except the guy at the door. The band is kicking in just when the drinks set in. I haven't got a single worry in mind. Just then a lemon drop, you know it hits the spot. I think this night is gonna work out just fine.
Hey now, hey mama, hey now, hey. I talk your ear off, but I got nothing to say. And if the feeling's right, then we'll get taken away. I said, now, hey mama, hey. Hey now, hey mama, hey now, hey. I'm loving this night, and know I'm starting to sway. You know I'm feeling alright, and I just had to convey. I said, now, hey mama, hey. Hey now, hey mama, hey now, hey. We got nowhere to go, but we got somewhere to stay. And if the feeling's right, then we will. As long as I'll be heading there with you. The night has reached its end. I say goodbye to friends. I grab your hand and then we head out the door. And as we stumble home, I'm glad I'm not alone. I'm wondering what early morning has in store. Say, hey now, your mama, hey now, hey. We got nowhere to go, but we got somewhere to stay. And if the feeling's right, then we'll get taken away. I said, hey mama, hey.
From the album Pretty Close to Very Good, that was the Matt Burke Band with The Weekend War. Visit the band at their official website, www.mattburkeband.com. I had a chance to speak with Matt Burke about the new album, and here's how it went.
Well, with an album titled Pretty Close to Very Good, I mean, are these your thoughts of the finished product, or is there more?
Yeah, I think it actually turned out pretty close to how the title describes it. The title's actually interesting. We were filming a DVD down in Florida, and the audio didn't turn out so hot. So I was talking to the guy that was doing it, and I'm like, well, how's the audio? Is it usable? Can we get a product out of it? And he's like, well, it's pretty good. And I'm like, well, how good is it? He's like, well, it's pretty close to very good. And at that point, I was like, okay, that's something about that phrase was ringing with me. And so it stuck with me, and we kind of slapped it on the album, and I think it's pretty accurate, actually.
Let me see. I found it a pretty good listen myself, you know.
With, good.
You know, with some wine and all that, you know, it's great. Well, anyway, how long did it take to put it all together?
I had the idea a little over 2 years ago. I've been playing music for about 10 years with my buddy down in Florida, and we were kind of just spinning our wheels, you know. We didn't have a product together. We knew this is what we wanted to do, but we didn't have an album worth of original material, and we weren't really writing original material for an album. So about 2.5 years ago, I said, okay, I'm going to really get this done. And I wrote White Collar Blues, and that was the first one that came out for the album. And then it took about a year and a half to get all the material completed, and we got it recorded over the course of about 6-7 months. So,
let me see. And talk about how music got started for you.
Music's something I've always done. It's in one way or another. I mean, I remember in second grade being dropped off at elementary school by my mom to audition for the children's choir because I had heard they had annual trip to Disney World that was covered. I was too scared to go in, so I basically just stood outside for an hour when I was supposed to be auditioning, but I knew I wanted to at that point. Third grade on, I was in a children's choir in middle school. Starting in sixth grade, I started playing saxophone. I played jazz saxophone from seventh grade on through senior year senior year in high school, not college. And then I actually ended up auditioning for Berklee, the School of Music, for jazz saxophone, and I got accepted, but I didn't get offered an ounce of scholarship or tuition reimbursement, so I couldn't actually afford to. So I went to college for psychology, and it was at that point that I really kind of started focusing on singing and playing the acoustic. I'd always kind of tinkered with the acoustic in high school, but I in undergrad as a singer-songwriter, and that's where it really kind of blossomed into what it is now.
I see. And when did songwriting start? Around that time, or?
A little bit earlier. In high school, I was actually in a metal band. It was
wow.
The time of, like, Linkin Park, Korn, Limp Bizkit, that sort of thing, and so we jumped right on the kind of new metal core thing. And we were called Postal, and we were pretty big for DeLand, Florida. But, yeah, that's really where the lyric writing started. So I didn't write anything guitar-wise, but, you know, I wrote all the vocals and the vocal melodies and the lyrics. And so that kind of transferred in to college when I started writing. But the problem was everything I had ever written was kind of from that dark, you know, alternative to hard rock kind of ambiguous lyrics that don't necessarily mean anything. They just sound dark and negative. And so every time I tried to write a song, it would come out really minor or really negative. And it wasn't until, like I said, 2-3 years ago that I was working with a vocal coach up here in Chicago. And she's like, well, what do you want to do? I'm like, well, I want to write an album. I want to come out, but I don't want it to be represented by this negative sound. She's like, well, why don't you write the story first and then match the music to it? And I had never really tried that approach before. And so with White Collar Blues, I wrote about, you know, how miserable I was working my white collar day job, and then I matched music to it, and voila, the music came out in a major key, and it wasn't minor, and there was subject matter that people could relate to that wasn't necessarily depressing. So that was kind of the impetus behind the whole thing.
I see. And the whole project is credited as the Matt Burke Band. Talk about the other bandmates and what you think they bring to the table that make this work.
We decided the Matt Burke Band was what we were going to call it because at the core of it, it's always been me writing the songs. We wanted the album to be a singer-songwriter album with a full band backing. So really, the Matt Burke Band, permanent member-wise, is me and Brubaker. We're the ones that are featured on the cover. We're the ones that are always credited as members of the Matt Burke Band. As the album has progressed and come out and we've started to kind of work the Chicago music scene, we've started piecing together a live band that consists of Gordy Cushman, who played bass for the album, and actually Kenny Goldman, who is another drummer in a hard rock cover band that I'm in Chicago. And so we started piecing that together, and now we have a keys player that's just come on board with us. He's going to be playing a couple of shows with us around here. I can envision putting in horn players, a violin player, wherever musicians fit in. If we're in a geographic region where we know them, I'm all for putting them in. But at the core, the Madberg Band is me and Blue Bass.
So I hear you mentioning Florida at first, and then you mentioned Chicago. Where are you based precisely now?
I am based in Chicago. My center of operations is in Chicago. I'm working the music scene up here. However, Brew and I both attended Stetson University in DeLand, Florida, and Brew still lives in New Smyrna Beach. So we actually work both markets simultaneously. We try to put together strings of gigs down in Florida where we go up and down the East Coast every 3 or 4 months. And so we've actually racked up a decent amount of flyer miles in the process of getting this thing going. But the cool thing is we've got, you know, this, and I think doing a little bit of a backpedal, if you look at the album art itself, it's kind of this bringing together of this urban city feel, and then you flip the album over and you've got a beach on the back. That was all very deliberate. I feel like our music is so influenced by living in such an urban center like Chicago, and at the same time, our roots are, you know, with the reggae feel and the beach feel of Florida, and I think that's kind of what comes together to make a really cool sound at the end. So while we're based in Chicago, we're working both the Chicago and Florida markets, and I think the next goal is to try to tie those together in a tour that would kind of work our way down from here to Florida and back.
Visit the band at their official website, www.mattburkband.com. From the album Pretty Close to Very Good, here is the Matt Burke Band once again with Superstar.
I don't have a job, what are you thinking? Why you looking like a slob? Why don't you go out and get your ass in gear? You're so pathetic with your cigarettes and beer. And no, sir, you're not like me. Well, I'm so much different. Well, I'm so much better off than you. Got so much money. Got some important stuff to do. Oh, I love the way I look in my BMW and my Armani. Oh, I'm so much better off than you. Look at me, hey, I'm a superstar, and people envy me because I've come so far. And every other human being so subpar. I'm so brave, I'm top dog. Average Joe at my concert, standing in the front row. Don't you just love me? Don't you just worship my band? We are the greatest, and you are just a fan. And no, sir, you're not like me. I got so much talent, yeah, and I show so much emotion. For $60, you can show your devotion. Wear our t-shirt, we get free promotion. I'll be your best friend, at least until the show is done. Look at me, hey, I'm a big rock star, and people envy me because I rock so hard. And every woman wants me when I go to the bar. I'm so great, I'm top dog. Seen People Magazine keep trying to tell me what to be. I don't need them and they can't make me believe them. I'll be fine if I can leave them. Ain't the best that they can see them, baby. You're not like me. I said no, sir. You're not like me.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush will return in just a moment.
Sometimes I call my
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the Matt Burke Band and their new release, Pretty Close to Very Good. Rockwired got a hold of the band's lead singer over the phone, and here's how the interview went.
Explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process. I mean, you touched on it a little earlier, but how do you go about it?
I'm usually, at this point, I'm stricken with a concept. It could be a phrase, it could be an idea, and I kind of let that marinate, and then I'll come up with a line. I mean, Weekend War is a perfect example, the first track on the album. The line, hey now mama, hey now hey, that's the first thing that came. That melody came to me, and it was almost like it was something that I had recognized or remembered, and it just stayed with me, and stayed with me, and stayed with me, and I put chords behind it, and it has this chord structure and this melody, and it just, the feelings that it brought up dictated the lyrics at that point. As I mentioned before, some songs I'll write the lyrics first and then match the music too, but it's always starts with that idea of what do I want the song to be, and I think that's a direct reflection of kind of that aimless, negative songwriting I used to do when I was a teenager. I mean, I'm very deliberate with my songs now.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most and why?
That's a great question. Over the course of recording them, it's been a complete transformation, and the cool thing is I've seen that reflected in a lot of people that have really started to enjoy the album. It started with The Weekend War, and that's why we started the album with that. I wanted it, I think the whole idea of soul acoustic beach rock, the whole idea of starting it like you're in a bar where people are partying and then the steel drums come in and there's this very beachy feel, that's how I wanted to kick it off, because at core we are a bar band. I mean, we've got almost 10 years of playing the bar circuit now, so that's what we do, and that's what we do well. Our slogan used to be, we bring the party, you know, and that's really kind of what we stand by that today. And so I wanted to outline that very clearly in the beginning of the album. So that was originally my favorite. After that, School, track number 5, about, you know, crushing on some girl that was completely unattainable in high school, that one really kind of rung true with me. It's not about a specific girl per se, but more 5 or 6 girls over the course of those 4 years in high school, you know. And then it's just transitioned. I mean, Superstar has always been a favorite of mine, just because of the satirical content. White Collar Blues has got a special place in my heart, as I mentioned before, because it was the first one I wrote that kind of started the cascade, opened the floodgates of writing Pretty Close to Very Good. Now I'm stuck with Fading Faces and The Ride, because those two songs for me are the most fun to play live. Fading Faces has just got that funky feel to it that, I mean, when we play it live, it takes on a whole other character. I tried my best to capture it on the album, and I think I did a great job, but hearing it live and just feeling that funk shuffle that's going on in that song, that's probably my favorite right now. So I basically answered your question by saying almost all of the songs on the album are my favorites, but like I said, it's cycled through, you know.
And you kind of walked into my next question. How have people responded to the music in a live situation?
It's been really cool. It's been primarily a bedroom project, you know. It started out with and a drum and bass synthesizer, you know, in my bedroom recording scratch tracks and trying to put together material, and then shipped off to live musicians. they recorded it. It got this breath of life from having all live musicians play these songs. It took new directions on the album. And then I had a product that had never really been performed live or tested. So when the album came out, I was really kind of anxious because the only people that had heard it are, you know, friends and family and loved ones. And so when we played our first show out with the band put together that it was, the live drummer and bass player and Brew It Full in Florida, we had no idea how it was going to go. And what was amazing was we had a captivated audience. Everybody from beginning to end was just into what we were doing. They were excited about it. They were happy to hear it. People were moving. And it was almost like you could tell people were kind of surprised to see this out of a band they had never heard of before. Even the other bands we were on the bill with, I remember distinctly coming off stage and feeling so good about how we had performed it and feeling like, you know, this stuff really translates in a live environment. And I walked backstage and the singer from the second band comes by me and goes, "Were those all original?" I'm like, "Absolutely." You know? And he was like, "Man, that's really good stuff. It's all stuff I feel like I've heard before." And that's something we get a lot of people. There's a sense of familiarity with the album that came through that was never an intention, but I think it's a really pleasant byproduct.
What would you like a person to come away with after they've heard Pretty Close to Very Good?
I love knowing that people can relate with the message that I'm trying to put across. I love hearing people tell me that the music makes them feel good, because that's, once again, a direct reflection of being so negative for so long early on that I really feel like, it, as a songwriter, I've come full circle and I've really come into my own. It's very validating to hear people say that. So for me, it's the biggest thing I want people to come away from.
Yes,
it,
I
want them to be able to restart it as soon as it's over and play it again, because they want to feel good again and they want to hear the stories I'm telling and they want to be like, you know, I've been in that situation, or I've felt exactly what he's saying, or I feel the same frustration with my, you know, button down and tie job that I have to go to from 9 to 5 every day. So
right.
I want it to be very relatable, and that's the biggest thing I want people to come away with.
Visit the band at their official website, www.mattburkband.com. From the album Pretty Close to Very Good, here is the Matt Burke Band once more with Fading Faces.
Seen and noticed, good friends a few and far between. So many faces come and faces go. There's people in and out my life like a revolving door. I got a small handful of folks I trust. You know those good time of kids. You know those folks like us. I think the friends I used to have every now and then, and I'd like to tell you all about a couple of them. Third grade, I didn't know no one. I was a new kid on the playground in the Florida sun. But soon my social anxiety I had to confront when up walked a kid by the name of Mitch Hunt. Well, it turned out he lived a block from me. We spent the summer riding bikes and building forts and trees. But when the summer closed down, you know we went away. Won't you listen real close to the words I'm saying? Mitch Hunt, where the fuck you go? Mitch Hunt, where the fuck you been? Come on, Mitch Hunt, where the fuck you go? I think about the time again and I'd just like to know. I said, Mitch Hunt, where the fuck you go? Come on, Mitch Hunt, where the fuck you been? I'm on a Mitch Hunt, where the fuck you go? I think about the time to time and I'd just like to know. Seventh grade, there was this bully in the school that made us kids afraid. He tried to push us all around and try to take our cash. And if he's listening right now, well, he can kiss my ass. That kid couldn't have gone no way. He probably ended up in prison for some crime somewhere. And the other prisons bully him every night and day. Cause there's justice in the world, and I just have to say, punk bully, where the fuck you go? Come on, punk kid, where the fuck you at? I mean, punk bully, where the fuck you go? I hope the commas come around and no. Punk bully, where the fuck you go? Come on, punk kid, where the fuck you at? I mean, punk bully, where the fuck you go? I hope the commas come around and I just love to know. All these faces from my past won't last visit and they fade away.
talking. Every one of y'all was never absentee. You're shining diamonds in a sea of mediocrity. And I'd like to thank you now for what you've done for me. You're the ones that make this life worthwhile. When I'm a feeling down and out, you make me crack a smile. I got your back thick and thin, I know you do the same. So just sit back, relax, and feel the words I'm saying. Good friends, yeah, you're always here. Good people that I hold so dear. Come on, good friends I couldn't do without. I hope that everybody here knows what I'm talking about. I said, good friends, you know they're always here. Come on, good people that we hold so dear. I mean, good friends I couldn't do without. And I know that everybody knows what I'm talking about. I know these bands is for my band.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Matt Burke for his time and his music, and to Rhonda Brilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. Visit the band at their official website, www.mattburkeband.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.
Our hard times are behind us, but let's not be alone. And the bottom line, and this is mine, damn it, people got a phone. I've been high, but mostly low. A lifelong lodger on a dead end road. But I'd like mine to shine like gold. The darkest hour turned brighter than a rose.